To paraphrase a thought from the magazine Magnificat, we are at a time of year when the joy of Christmas is in our hearts and the light of Easter is shining on our horizon. As the Lenten season approaches and the memories of Advent and Christmas are still fresh, these two major seasons seem to take on a unity in our minds, a oneness, that may be overlooked at other times of the year. What is the nature of this unity? One possible answer could be that both seasons are full to overflowing with the commanding presence of Christ and His love. Pope Benedict recently tied the two seasons together in his Christmas audience with these words, quote, "Let us look at the Bethlehem Grotto. God humbled Himself to the point of being laid in a manger, already a prelude to humbling Himself in the hour of His Passion. The culmination of the love story between God and man passes through the manger in Bethlehem and the tomb in Jerusalem." End quote. A love story between God and man. Is that the unifying theme? He goes on to say, quote, "Just as daybreak precedes and heralds the light of day, so Christmas already proclaims the cross and the glory of the resurrection." End quote. It might be said that Christmas is a necessary but not sufficient condition for salvation. The birth of Christ was God's gift of love to the world for all time. At Christmas, Christ enters the dimensions of time and space of our existence. Humankind experiences Emmanuel, God with us. He lives among us. Why? A love story between God and man? However, His mission is not only to live among us, but also to provide a sacrifice for the salvation of the people. He comes to us and lives among us. He then suffers and dies, and we witness the glory of His resurrection. These Lenten mysteries contribute to a fuller understanding of the unifying theme that Christmas and Lent share. It can be said that seasons together describe the mission of Christ, a love story between God and man. This is a story of God's infinite and eternal love for all persons. But the story is still incomplete. There is a need to consider the events of Holy Thursday. At the Last Supper, these sacred gifts of God to the world are enriched still further. We are given the presence of Christ, body and blood, soul and divinity in the Eucharist. This is the same Christ whose birth we celebrate at Christmas and whose passion, death, and resurrection we celebrate during Lent. The Eucharistic Christ will be present throughout time. Emmanuel, God ever with us. A love story between God and man. Truly, this is an amazing story of God's love for His people. Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen had the talent of expressing the most profound ideas clearly and with an economy of words. He may have provided us with the most eloquent and concise summary of this love story when he simply said, quote, "The greatest love story of all time is contained in a tiny white host." End quote. Visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Adore Him during exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. And receive Him in a Holy Communion lovingly. Know who it is you are visiting. Know who it is you are adoring. Know who it is you are united with in Holy Communion. These are opportunities to demonstrate the story of our love for God.